We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, a special place just for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to my.
A long, long time ago, a God. whose voice the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word. There is a God.
Survive from the stark
created
man. He is our God, the great I am,
the great I am. Secure is life from mortal mind. God holds the germ within his hand. Though men may search, they cannot find, for God alone does understand. There is a God.
He is alive.
We live. And we survive.
And we survive from the star
God.
Created
man.
He is our God.
The great I am. Our God who sat upon a tree. Willing there to give, that he from sin might set men free, and evermore with him could live. There is a God.
For as no measure is, far as no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth.
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
His father.
Who can tell the sun exactly where to be? Who can hang a billion stars in space out in a galaxy? I have seen the many miracles that happen every day no one else can do. So I will trust in you. Who can bear my shame? Cleanse my every stain. Who will stand with me when I'm alone and speak joy to my pain? Who can take my broken heart and give me strength to make it through like you do? So I will trust in you. I will trust you in the storm, for in the end I will shine just like gold. To know you in the fellowship of your pain and suffering is part. Make it last always. Who can turn my sorrow into joy and into songs of praise? Hallelujah. I have seen the wonder of your love and your awesome mighty power. You are just and true, so I will trust in you.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Miracle of the Dead Trees. And Psalm 66 verse 19 says, "Certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer." After I rededicated my life to the Lord, He called me into the publishing ministry. When we started Remnant Publications, I sold the businesses I was operating in partnership with my father, uncle and two brothers. My wife, Deb, and I used part of the money to launch Remnant Publications and part of it to live on. For the first 11 years, I never took a wage from Remnant because the ministry could not afford it. All we did was put money into Remnant. We were solely dependent on God. About that time, Deb and I moved our family to the wilderness of Montana, where we had the opportunity to really connect with God and each other. We had no debt, so we figured we could live on $13,000 per year. We had enough money to last us a while, but not indefinitely. I told my wife, who managed the finances, not to worry. I'll dig ditches by hand to earn money if I have to. One day, about 4 years after the move, Deb came to me and said, "You'd better buy that shovel." "Why?" I asked, thinking she was joking. "Because that's about how much money we have left, enough to buy a shovel," she replied, "and you need to start digging some ditches." "I have a better idea," I told her. "I'm going to see if those dead trees on our property are worth anything." When we had first moved to our 35-acre property, we had been told that the trees were no good for anything but firewood. But one of our employees at Remnant had recently called in a logger on their own land and had done quite well. "Maybe you should check into those dead trees," John, the employee, told me. "They're worth more now than they were a few years ago because the market is so good." So, after praying about our financial situation, I decided to call the same logger to see if we could get some money from the fallen timber on our property. The logger came out to see us. His name was Enos, and he was a dedicated Christian. "I think I can get 5 semi-trailer loads of wood from your dead trees," Enos told us. "I'll be happy to give you $3,750 up front." That meant $750 per load. "Well, what if you get more wood than that, I want to know? How much do you think is there?" Enos asked. "I was hoping for about 8 loads," I replied. Enos shook his head. Having been in this business for years, he had a pretty good idea how many loads to expect. "I'd be surprised if you get that much," he told us. "For one thing, part of your property is swampy ground and another part is a lake. So you'd do well if you have even 15 acres of woodland here. Remember, we're only taking the dead trees." "Yes," I replied. "But what will happen if you get more than you projected?" "I'll give you $750 per load," Enos promised. He estimated it would take his loggers about 1 week to remove the dead wood from our property. The loggers came as promised and worked on our property for a week. In the meantime, we were busy praying that they would find lots of dead trees. At the end of the week, I went out to check on their progress. "We're just about done," they told me. "Just a little bit more to do, so we'll be back on Monday morning to finish the job," they said. We kept praying. On Monday afternoon, when I went out to check on their progress, the loggers informed me that they'd found another stand of dead trees. "Seems like we missed one," they told me. "We'll be back to take that stand on Tuesday, and after that we'll be done." We kept praying. On Wednesday afternoon, when I went to check, they told me the same story. "Dwight, we just can't understand this," Enos said. "How many places can a dead tree hide? We just finished cutting over here and then we find more dead trees over there, and on it goes." I went back to my house rejoicing that afternoon because I knew God was at work. There was no way they could find that many dead trees on our property, and yet they just kept finding them. It reminded Deb and me of the widow and her jar of oil, 2 Kings 4:1-7, or the widow whose barrel of meal was continually replenished during a terrible famine, 1 Kings 17:7-16. Enos and his men cut timber on our 15 wooded acres for a full 3 weeks. Every day they came expecting to finish the job. And every day, they found more fallen timber. They finally did quit, but not because they'd run out of dead trees. Their other customers were getting upset because Enos was 2 weeks behind schedule. During those 3 weeks, I stood at the window and watched those loads going out with mounting excitement. By the time the loggers were done on our property, we did not have $3,750 for five loads as originally projected, but $13,500 worth of dead trees. That is 18 loads. That was a real miracle to get an entire year's income off dead trees and have our woods cleaned up at the same time. We have never forgotten how God provided for us. It was a real turning point in our lives because we realized that if God can make dead trees appear out of nowhere, He can do anything. A reflection on this story comes from Steps to Christ, page 98. By calm, simple faith, the soul holds communion with God and gathers to itself rays of divine light to strengthen and sustain it in the conflict with Satan. God is our tower of strength. Pray in your closet, and as you go about your daily labor, let your heart be often uplifted to God. It was thus that Enoch walked with God. These silent prayers rise like precious incense before the throne of grace. Satan cannot overcome him whose heart is thus stayed upon God. This story, Miracle of Dead Trees, was written by Dwight Hall, the founder and the CEO of Remnant Publications in Coldwater, Michigan. Remnant produces Christian books and resources for spiritual growth and evangelism. For more information, you can look at the website remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.